cauliflower, because of all of its benefit vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidant, it's like so well-rounded. It's good at helping with some things like improving like prostate health, improving heart health, aiding in diabetes, right? Like things like that.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in, for being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
So today we're going to be talking about cauliflower, benefits of cauliflower. And it's kind of it seems like a big subject, like a growing subject. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people talking about it in different ways. And we talked about it. Was it on Cooking with Dorothy? Where we started talking about cauliflower and everyone started commenting on, like, the wings, for example?
Somebody had recently posted cauliflower wings on their page, and I was like, hey, you inspired us to make wings tonight. So we were making our cauliflower wings, and we were telling people about the wings on Cooking with Dorothy, and it spiked this whole cauliflower conversation, even though we were making pumpkin muffins.
Right. Well, that's what we like about our shows. They kind of just go wherever organically, so... That's cool. That's good with us.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to talk about cauliflower this morning, and we were kind of thinking, whoa, do we have enough to say about cauliflower? But then when we started thinking about it, we were like, yeah, there's lots of stuff around cauliflower. So we're going to talk about some of the benefits. We're going to talk about carbs a little bit, and then we'll give you guys some ideas of how you can use cauliflower in different ways.
Yeah. And if you have comments throughout the show, we wrote down some notes here. You know what's funny is often we're like, I wonder if we have enough to talk about for a given subject. Like cauliflower, for example, it seems like such a small topic. But we wrote down some notes and we have a number of different recipes. We have some of our own recipes and blog posts to share with you as well. So if you have questions throughout the show or you want to share about your cauliflower experience, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Where do you want to start?
Well, do you want to start with benefits of cauliflower or talking about carbs?
Well, we could talk about the substituting. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, okay.
Well, we've talked about carbs in past shows, and we've done morning shows, like our videos and stuff about it. So I don't think we have to spend too much time differentiating between the simple and the complex carbs, but...
Well, we should tell them what it is. Do you guys know what simple and complex carbs are? Let us know in the comments. Well, so briefly, simple carbs process differently than... complex carbs. So simple carbs are also known as quick carbs, and then complex carbs are also known as slow carbs. That's the big difference. So if you see like slow carb diet, usually means like complex carb diet, carbohydrate diet. And there are these diets out there like that work for different individuals. Like you saw lots of you may have seen our experiments with keto, for example, that works for some people, doesn't work for others.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different diets. We focus on lifestyle and well balance of your macronutrients. You don't cut any of them out. So when it comes to simple carbs, you can cut out your white potatoes, for example, and you can use cauliflower and you don't have to worry about the carbohydrates, which a lot of people are in fear of.
Mm-hmm. So for me, the easiest way to distinguish between complex or slow carbs and then the simple carbs, or the quick carbs, is the colors. So a simple carb is going to be anything white, basically, right? So white rice, white potatoes, white bread, what else?
It's usually one more. White potatoes, usually
isn't
white.
Is corn one?
Corn's like a starch.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
Well, because corn's white in the middle. So, yes. Anyway, and then the complex carbs are the ones that have all the colors. So sweet potatoes, for example, would be a complex carb because it has lots of color. Brown rice is not white, for example, so it would be a complex carb. So they digest very differently in our bodies.
That's right. So simple carbs, they like everything at its very root, it breaks down into a sugar. So there's no fiber in white products, in white carbs. There's no fiber in them to help slow digestion. So we need the fiber in a slow digesting carb. So that's why it's called slow digesting, because it digests slowly. And as it digests, it gives us energy. So that's why if you have like a white or simple carb, like a potato, for example, processes it very quickly. Our body turns it to a sugar, and then sometimes it's stored as fat, or it's certainly not giving us sustainable energy. So that's why we look to complex carbs.
Yeah. And so a lot of, I guess, foods, comfort foods, I suppose you could say, are made with simple carbs. So you've got like pizza, for example, and you've got mac and cheese, for example, would be more of a comfort food, maybe potato salad. So you can replace those carbs, those simple carbs, with cauliflower, vegetable.
That's right. So cauliflower is not a carb. We put it in the antioxidant macronutrient category. So your four macronutrients are protein,
healthy fats,
antioxidants, which is where we would put cauliflower, vegetables, dark leafy greens. And then the other one was?
Carbs. Do you ever say carbs?
I don't know.
Proteins.
Protein.
Proteins, fats, carbs, antioxidants.
So what we're saying here is, instead of having your white carb, like your simple complex carb, like a white potato, for example, or white rice, what most people would use, they can substitute their white cauliflower for. So if you don't want a sweet potato, a lot of people are in fear of carbs, like I can't have carbs, too many carbs, counting carbs. So if you don't want the carbs, you can use cauliflower in replacement for those white, simple, carbohydrates that we recommend you don't consume.
That's right. So, should we get into the benefits of cauliflower?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. So, there's tons and tons of benefits of cauliflower. We're going to name a few. And what's really interesting about cauliflower is, you know, I want to backtrack 1 second here. I just wanted to say that for some reason, I don't know if you guys like cauliflower, but for some reason, it's one of the vegetables that I have never really been attracted to. And I think it's because it's white. And it doesn't really taste like much to me. It's pretty flavorless, to me. But for some reason, it was a vegetable that I've never really been attracted to in the past, because I'm all about the color. That's true.
Dorothy has like a color complex. And she makes a salad, or when we buy groceries, she has to get like different colors. So if we're making like a monster salad, and we have greens in there, so spinach, for example, and then we have, I don't know, maybe you have like a cucumber, and then she's got to have like something different in color. So she's like, I got to have a red pepper. She's like, we need some more color in here.
Yeah. So it gets a little crazy in my brain, you guys. So if we put, sometimes we like to put shredded carrots in our grated carrots in our salad, but then I can't use the orange pepper because we can't have orange carrots and orange pepper. We have to have a different color. But then if I have tomatoes in there, I can't use a red pepper because then you have the red tomato and the red pepper. So I have to have a different color. So maybe I have a yellow pepper. Huh?
It's true.
It's crazy.
And that's how she's like, she's chopping things up, or she's like getting things out of the fridge, and that's what's going through her mind. And I'm like,
gotta have all the colors.
You are out of control. But anyways, yeah, so it's white. And I was one of those people too, that I don't naturally go to cauliflower. Mm. It has to be like a conscious decision. Like for us, it's easy to grab like celery for green smoothies, carrots to chop up, put it in hummus. Like these are things that are naturally go and grab peppers and not think about it. But cauliflower has to be a conscious decision for me too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely something that we have to work on.
Yeah, we started putting it into stir fries actually a while ago, quite a few years ago. We were like, okay, we knew that cauliflower had all these health benefits. We have to start eating it more regularly. So then we started putting it in stir fries. And then from there, we just have been using it more and more ways.
Right.
So benefits of cauliflower, I keep saying it has all these tons of benefits. So one of the most interesting things about cauliflower I find is that it contains almost all of the vitamins and minerals that our body needs. So it has a good percentage of vitamins and minerals our body needs. So it's high in vitamins like that you wouldn't even think of. Like C, B, K, for example, and it has magnesium, potassium. So it has so many of the vital nutrients that our bodies need, which is really interesting because a lot of times you have to pair your different foods together to get all of those nutrients.
Yeah, if you look at even the kale, for example, or spinach, I think they're high, that'd be like high in vitamin K, for example. And it's usually not that they don't have other vitamins or minerals in them, but usually they have one.
Mm.
So
they're high in one.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool that cauliflower is high in a number of different ones. So instead, I think you get like more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of times people go to the gym and they just work out like their biceps,
yeah,
and their chest. And we're like, if you do your whole body at the same time, then you get more bang for your buck. Why not in 20 minutes work out your whole body, mm-hmm, instead of just one muscle group? And it's the same thing with cauliflower because you get more out of it nutrient wise instead of just, I just got a flash on how to prepare cauliflower instead of just like kale, for example, for vitamin K.
Mm-hmm. I recently saw at the grocery store, they had like the cauliflower rice already chopped up. And I was like, it might already chopped up.
Yeah. It might be more convenient for cauliflower. I think that's a bit much though. I know they're trying to offer convenience like grocery store. Mm-hmm. They're like fast food. They're just trying to offer convenience. But if you put like, then it's going to be another plastic bag. And then I think there's some medicinal reasons to like chop, for example.
Yeah.
Or like meditative, like prepare your own food, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it was more so when I was full-time teaching. I would come home from work and I just needed to be alone in the kitchen and chop. And you'd be like, you knew like I had a long day or I needed help. So he'd come in and say, hey, let me help you chop. And I'm like, no, I just need to meditate right now. Chop.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I think preparing your own food, it means more to you, like energetically,
yeah,
emotionally. I think if more people prepared their own food, there'd be more mindful eating, for example. Mm-hmm. Like so many times we'll go out to eat with people or we're sitting at the table and we look across and we're there and we're halfway through our meal. Someone gets there after us. They've ate all their food. And then they're rushing out the door.
Mm.
And they're like, why don't you enjoy a bit more?
Yeah.
You know?
But enjoy your bites.
And there would be more appreciation, I think, if you prepared your own food. Mm-hmm.
So there is actually, you can replace your noodles for mac and cheese with the cauliflower. It's very good. And we have a really nice bacon mac and cheese recipe as well, where you could take the cheese sauce from the bacon mac and cheese and just put it on cauliflower. Skip the noodles for the mac and cheese and just use the sauce from the bacon mac and cheese recipe. And you know, we really like cauliflower and broccoli together, you know?
Roasted. If you put them in one pan, chop them up in chunks and put the cauliflower and broccoli,
mm-hmm,
together, put some coconut oil or what else
do we use? Avocado oil sometimes we use.
Yeah, avocado oil is pretty good for a high smoke point. And then Himalayan salt. Sometimes I'll chop up pieces of fresh garlic and throw it in the oven. Excuse me.
So roasting them together is really nice. And I think it helps me with the color issue. Because when you just have white, I'm like, I need some color.
Well, it's good for men as well. What's the health benefit for men?
Well, it's good for prostate health.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why
I'm always like, girl, you get your cauliflower and go for your prostate.
That's what she says.
I do.
Almost every time. I'm like, thanks for mentioning again. Let's see what Nikki has to say.
So we were talking about the benefits of cauliflower. Another like benefit, or I suppose it's, that's interesting, is that it's really high in fiber, which is cool because it's one of the macros, right? Fiber and antioxidants is its own category.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool because being so high in fiber, we need fiber.
Well, see what the issue is when we don't have fiber. So many times when we have like at least like in Alberta, it's pretty easy to compare. So we have Alberta has like a big old steak and then potatoes. Like that's normal, natural for us to grow up like that. And I'm pretty sure in North America, it's normal because many times you're like, what's for dinner? You say, oh, I'm having chicken. What's for dinner? I'm having steak. You don't think about like the other things especially like, so you have steak and potatoes, easy one to make comparison to or pick on.
Pick on.
And you miss out on the vegetables. So what happens is we run into digestion issues because you have meat, and red meat in particular is hard to digest. So you don't have any fiber to help break down that food. So if you have something like cauliflower, if you add like mashed cauliflower, for example, because if you put a white potato in there, there's no fiber in it, processes very quickly. Then you combine the foods together. You have meat that doesn't have a chance to break down because the white potatoes is a quick sugar and it's processing very quickly. Then we run into digestive issues. We have gas, bloating, can't sleep. So if you replace that with something high in fiber like mashed cauliflower, now you have your body has the ability to break easy, more easily break down the red meat, process it, and burn off as energy instead of storing it.
Mm-hmm. And mashed cauliflower, like, is so good. You don't even know it's not potatoes. Well, no. We don't.
Well, we don't have white potatoes very often, so it's pretty easy. Unless they're garden potatoes, we chop them up and roast them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's only for a couple times out of the year, but white potatoes from the garden are night and day from the grocery store. I don't even know why. Like, what do they do from the ones from the grocery store to make that are so different from the ones from the garden?
I don't know.
They're like it's like a different food.
It is. Tastes so different. Mm. They even cook so different.
They do, yeah. Mm. So that was another benefit we wanted to mention is the fiber. And that was the reason why you need to have high fibrous types of food with your meal. So don't skip out on the veggies. If you're not into a plant-based diet, you need to have veggies to help break down that food. And if you don't have proper bowel movements is another one. Like, we should have a bowel movement every day. Every morning is a great time because everything, all of our guts and insides are intestines and such. Like, it's, they're relaxed. So we should have, can you pull it together?
Well, because I said they're loose.
I heard you. I was trying to ignore you. Kurt, you had to say it again so I didn't miss it.
They're loose, they're relaxed, so it's easier.
Releasable. So we should have, anyways, Dorothy. Dorothy would be like the worst nutritionist, or like if you go see her for serious problems, she would be like, did you say duty? Someone would come with a serious problem.
No, I wouldn't. I'm very professional.
Anywho, so that's why you need to have that's why you need to have fiber in your diet. And that's why we're talking about cauliflower being high in fiber and very beneficial. So when you have a side if you have a side, like if you're using it for rice, for example, or mashed potatoes, that's going to help your body digest the other foods that you're eating in that meal.
And that's another reason why with Complete Truth Protein, we have left the fiber in there is because it helps with digestion. And that's one of the top things we hear from people who are just first trying it out is, wow, like my digestion's improved so much. Because we've left the fiber in there, with most of the time conventional protein powders will strip all of that nutrients away, which makes it harder to digest and oftentimes causes digestion problems.
That's right. They do that because they want it to process quickly, but that's not what we want.
Yes.
Like, our body shouldn't want that to process that quickly. And like Dorothy says, that's why you have a shake, like that's why you have a conventional shake. And it has like all these crazy colorings and flavorings and like that, which aren't natural. And then you, chug them. Then you have like gas, bloating, indigestion. And you're like, what's the problem? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And like, well, you just put a bunch of chemicals in your body that process it like that. And there's no fiber to slow digestion or to help with digestion. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like really not doing your body any justice by just putting those chemicals in your body.
Right.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Well, it kind of goes with fiber in the same category, sort of antioxidants.
Yeah.
So, which is really neat that, you know, you have fiber and antioxidants plus all your vitamins and minerals in the cauliflower.
That's right. So we need to have antioxidants to fight free radicals. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at free radicals, I'll just go through this briefly because
it gets kind of in depth sometimes.
I think I put Dorothy to sleep sometimes. It's interesting to me. Well, maybe not to everyone. I used to do presentations with a holistic nutritionist, and then and like those explanations sometimes were a bit snoozerish. So that's how I feel sometimes when Dorothy's like, "Are you done talking about that?
Don't use sciencey words on me."
Don't you science me. Well, okay. So, so free radicals are things that, like, make our...
that are harmful for our bodies.
That are harmful. They, like, make us age quicker, for example. So they are alcohol, tobacco, pollution, like outside pollution, stress.
Stress is a big one.
Stress is something that's detrimental to our health in many different ways. So processed food, sugar, toxins, preservatives. So these free radicals kind of break us down, and they're detrimental in many different ways. So we need to fight those free radicals because they're always around. There's always processed food, always sugar. So
sugar's in everything.
We need to protect our bodies with antioxidants, and you do that through putting like bright colored vegetables into your diet and into your body. So it can help, these can help with brain health. They can help with eye health. They can help with digestion. They're always fighting free radicals. So we're constantly attacked by free radicals. We need some protection, and we get that from vegetables.
That was a very good explanation.
Thank you.
It was. But it was interesting to me that cauliflower was so high in antioxidants, because you usually get your antioxidants from bright colors, like blueberries, for example.
Right.
You have lots of antioxidants in blueberries. But with the cauliflower, it's white. So I was it's interesting that it's high in antioxidants.
Yeah. I would agree, especially because every time they talk about antioxidants, it's always bright. Like red peppers are high in antioxidants. And like you said, like a purple one.
Blueberries
and eggplant I was thinking as well. Like a lot of different colorful. I think it's the color, whatever makes that pigment. I think it's called carotene, maybe.
Mm.
Whatever the color is that in those fruits and vegetables more particularly, is the antioxidant.
Mm. Interesting.
What else we got?
Cauliflower, because of all of its benefits that we just talked about, so the vitamins, minerals,
yes,
fiber, antioxidants, because it's like so well-rounded, it's good at helping with some things like we talked about prostate, so improving like prostate health, improving heart health, aiding in diabetes, right? Like things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Our baked cauliflower wing recipe.
Yes. The first time we made them, I made them by myself the first time, and I thought it was like quite a lot of work, but it actually isn't a lot of work once you break it down. You know, you have to make a batter and a sauce, but after you make it a couple of times, it gets easier. Like, it seems like a lot of steps at first, chopping the cauliflower and making the batter and then making the sauce. But it really, once you get used to it, once you make it once or twice, it goes faster after.
Yeah, and the last time we made it was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was.
We actually made it Tuesday after cooking with Dorothy.
Yes, we did.
And then we found some clean crackers, and we had some hummus, and then we had a nice little, maybe some veggies, throw some veggies in there. Mm-hmm.
And then the cauliflower wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes Dorothy and I will look that up for a game. I haven't watched many games this year, but that's fun. I like to have the cauliflower night and put the game on.
Well, it's funny because wings usually gets associated with sports, right? Like, or wing night. Yeah, like, it was always Wednesday's wing night, right? And this is just a great way to have an alternative option to that.
And actually, we would have, so we had this big bag of wings, and we rarely have wings anymore, but we got some and we baked them, and we found some with cleaner ingredients, and we just have that like every couple weeks with a game.
Mm-hmm.
And after the wings, I always felt horrible.
Mm.
Like I never like felt like they digested well. I never felt like really good after eating them. So then we started making the cauliflower wings, and you don't, it's vegetables. Like you feel good after eating vegetables. I think everyone knows that. You feel like a plane. Like it's much different when you have highly processed food or like big slabs of meat, whatever it is, your body just reacts much differently. So I felt great after having that after a game. You don't have any guilt. You don't have any digestion issues, and you're not like drained of energy, like trying to like move after a game. So that would be a great thing to try if that's something you guys are interested in.
Mm-hmm. They're so delicious, the cauliflower ones.
Mm. Why not talk about detoxify yourself briefly?
Nice.
So this book is a 30-day meal plan. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, GMO-free, and soy-free. And I talk about why we avoid those different foods. There's recipes, grocery shopping lists in here. And then I also talk about the toxins that we put on our body, toxins in our kitchen. It's a whole lifestyle detox. So that is available online. Some people really need help getting started. And this is a great starter book.
The thing that I like most about Detoxify Yourself, or that we hear the most, is that it's such an easy read because Drew writes like he talks. So it's not like big sciencey, definitions or anything like that. It's just like having a conversation with Drew. So it's a nice, easy to understand, easy to read book. And then the 30-day meal plan is right there for you, has grocery shopping lists and everything you need. So it's kind of interesting because a couple of times I've seen people at the store with the book,
awesome.
With the grocery list, and I go, oh my, Drew, I saw someone at the store with Detoxify Yourself. So yeah, it's really neat.
What else do we have? Oh, you have a couple other recipes you want to share?
Well, I think we've touched base there throughout our conversation this morning. We talked about a lot of the recipes I was going to suggest. We talked about one that we tried, Drew, that we didn't mention is we actually tried cauliflower nachos. So remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Drew loved them. I was kind of like, not too sure of them. We had them a couple of times, right? We had them a couple times. And it was a game day thing again because Drew loves to watch
sports.
Right. And usually associated on game day is usually, wings and nachos and
or pizza. Or like unhealthy
stuff.
Beer,
yeah. So what we did was instead of the nacho chips, we sliced the cauliflower into little thin slices, like it wasn't chunks, like wings. How can I say that? It was like more flat,
yeah.
Right? So, and then we roasted them in the oven with olive oil and the Himalayan salt and pepper, roasted them a bit. Then we took it out and put the normal nacho toppings on. So we put green onions and peppers and olives and
cheese.
And we put a little bit of cheese on top. So we choose a nice organic white cheese to put on top. We would suggest staying away from orange cheese because cheese is
not to be white.
Supposed to be orange. They dye it that way. So try your best to have white cheese. But the nacho wings, Drew really liked them. Did you put salsa on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple. I think it's just more of a mindset thing, right? Because you're used to nachos being a certain way and then changing it so drastically. I think it's just wrapping your head around it.
It's the same thing with the wings. Like if you have someone that's like, I love my wings, and they're like, I'm not going to try cauliflower wings,
mm-hmm.
even though they can be very similar mm-hmm. and they're going to make you feel a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on instagram.com/drewtadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.